Congress to order. It is September 21st, 2017. The time is 10:15 a.m. We're on day 15 of our CJO session. Congresswoman Edwards, would you take our morning prayer, please?
Help me with the attitude adjustment. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. As we go about our work today, give us kind hearts and strong minds to do the will of the people. Be with those that are ill and in need of your loving hands. Be with our children, our elders. Be with those servicemen and women. We pray for those people who are afflicted by the earthquake in Mexico. Also, the hurricanes that are striking around the Caribbean. Be with all those who are here and their families. Pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bethlehem.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Present.
Congresswoman Hamilton.
Lady Henry.
Here.
Congressman Mayfield.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Norris.
Here.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaut.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
I'd see you.
Assistant Chief Redhorn.
Present.
The quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 20th.
Motion to approve the journal for.
The motion on the floor to approve the journal.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
Abstain.
One abstention from Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congressman Shaw.
Abstain.
Thank you. The journal for September 20th is approved. Next is reports of select committees. Any select committees? Seeing none, standing committees. Are there any standing committee reports? Introductions of bills and resolutions. Are there any bills or resolutions to be introduced this morning? Bills and resolutions on first reading. Congresswoman Edwards.
And appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and as matching arts grants and to establish an alternate effective date. This is a bill that is the same as it's been in years past. Last year, we added the donation line that used to be in the chief's budget into the foundation. And in fact, just yesterday, we heard a conversation with the Gaming Enterprise Board where they were discussing
a request for a donation that would, that the members felt was a proper donation request to the foundation, had to do with arts and humanities. So without this bill, there will be no donations in the foundation, so I would urge that we consider it. Thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Shaw?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, members of Congress, and Assistant Principal Chief Redhorn. Today I'm reading in ONCA 17116, an act amending the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16, ONC Section 3102, 3104, 3105, to repeal 16 ONC Section 3106 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. Bill ONCA 17117 will not be read in by the sponsor, as the Strategic Planning and Self-Governance Funds has been amended into 1799. Morning, thank you. I'm reading in ONCR 1748, a resolution to support the submission of an economic development and minerals program EDMP grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council, pursuant to Public Law 93-638 to address orphan wells. Also, ONCR 1749, a resolution to support the submission of an economic development and minerals program EDMP grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council, pursuant to Public Law 93-638 to digitize oil and gas records. At this time, I would like to advance ONCR 1748 and ONCR 1749 to general order day two on today's agenda.
Second.
We're now on general order day one. Second reading, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
ONCA 17102, an act to authorize and appropriate $597,000 to the Capital Assets and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset purchases and to establish an alternate effective date. May I continue?
Yes, please.
I'd like to read in ONCA 17104, an act to provide appropriation for cultural donations in the amount of $93,500 for fiscal year 2018 and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My apologies that I'm at this time I'm going to assign the bills on first reading before I forget again. ONCA 17115 is assigned to governmental operations. And ONCA 17116 is assigned to health. We're now on general order day two, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 1774, an act to authorize and appropriate $450,000 to the Barrel Assistance Fund from fiscal year 2018 revenue and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 17100, an act to authorize and appropriate $4,216,000 to the Treasury for payment on the Master Campus Plan loan and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCA 17108, an act to provide an appropriation to the limited liability company, Blue Stem Ranch LLC, in the amount of $1,500,000, and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 1748, a resolution to support the submission of an Economic Development and Minerals Program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93638 to address orphan wells. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. ONCR 1749, a resolution to support the submission of an Economic Development and Minerals Program grant application to the Department of Energy and Economic Development on behalf of the Osage Nation Minerals Council pursuant to Public Law 93638 to digitize oil and gas records. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this resolution? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment. Next, we have on the agenda the Office of Fiscal Performance and Review Report. Ms. Donna Buchanan is here with us this morning. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning, Speaker, members of Congress, and Assistant Chief. Since the last time I was here, we have completed three additional audits: the Osage Early Learning Academy, the Boards and Commissions, and the Osage Nation Foundation Board. There are no major findings for those audits. One ongoing finding that we've seen to be, that is recurring all the time, is the business license. It seems like our vendors and businesses are not always requiring a business license with tax commission before they do business with the Osage Nation. We've also started the Osage Nation Fitness Center and the burial assistance. And the audit still in progress is the Osage Nation Home Health and the Tulsa Casino Construction. And y'all, most of y'all, I'm not sure how many of y'all got to go Monday and tour the construction of the casino. And so I'm going to tell you just a little bit of what I know. Y'all might be able to tell me more since y'all did that. As far as safety and sight, there's had no theft of supplies, which they were concerned about, but they hired a security person just to keep sight over that. And so there's been no report of theft of materials as far as that goes. The parking garage received its first bid package, and they're going to look at getting a normal bid and then a bid where they might expedite it and speed it up just a little bit and see what the difference in the cost of that would be. All of the vendors have been sent an application for vendor business license through the tax commission because they realized that not all of them had that, and so they're waiting for those to be returned. The roof is 98% complete, is what I was told, and looking for October the 2nd to have it totally completed. Glazing on the glass is finished on the south side of level 1. Unfortunately, the hurricane has held up delivery of some supplies, so they're hoping that that will not affect the cost of things. And they're looking at placing cameras on the signage of when you come in and out so they can get pictures of the car tags, in case they need those for anything. So, any questions?
Sorry, I don't know who's first. Okay, Congresswoman Buffalo Hood.
Well, the reoccurring issue of programs and services not requiring their vendors to have business licenses through us is, I'm not going to say surprising, but certainly it's a little disappointing. I mean, it's, and that's really not anything that I think that has to be addressed through executive, and in my opinion, that is part of someone's evaluation. If they continue to do something that is wrong, that's part of an evaluation performance issue in my eyes. So I hope executive will look at that.
Thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
So that's noted in the report that yeah. goes to the administration, and who gets the report?
Congress gets the report, the department gets the report, and the executive gets the report.
The chief.
And, yes, the chief does, and then it's put online for the city.
When you said that you audited the board, was it just the foundation board, or were you meaning all boards?
We did a small audit on the boards and commissions, so that has been done on all of the boards and commissions.
Well, there's sorry. The commission, when you say commissions, are you talking about the gaming commission?
If it's classified as a commission. Elaine did that one, so I'm not sure what all was done on that.
Well, the commission has a board, if you will, of three commissioners.
Three, right?
Yes. So I know that's always confusing, and I'm always the one about semantics, but I think what you're talking about is just the commissioners, I think, but maybe not. Maybe you're talking about the whole commission, but I wouldn't have thought that commission as a department of the nation would be in the same category as the board, the executive branch boards that include, I don't even know. I personally, I don't think they do include that, but what did you, when you took a sampling of the boards, who did you look at?
I would have to get with Ms. Height, because
okay.
She did that.
So maybe next week on that one. Thank you.
Right, that's one thing I just wanted, while we're on that real quick, I would like to see, you know, we've discussed kind of like a little more thorough reporting, and so that's something I'd like to see. If you're going to put boards and commissions, we'd like to know exactly which ones, especially if there's different people working on them. Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Back to a question about the business licensing. I know that when you do your audits of these individual entities, do you propose a solution in, I think that you do, but what was the solution you proposed in your audit, if you can remember? If not, you can bring it back to us next week. But
we always give a recommendation. Of course, our recommendation is just to make sure that they have their license before they do any business with them. I know sometimes people are in a hurry and they go ahead and say, okay, we need this now, we're going to do this, and I think they kind of forget the business license. But procurement is pretty much responsible for making sure that they get that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Ms. Buchanan, you were involved during our... This isn't the first construction project that OFPR has been involved with, is it?
It's not the first
one. It's not the first one. And do you have any, and were you involved in the last construction project, or was it more the director at that time?
It was just Mr. Corbin.
It was just Mr. Corbin. Okay, thank you. Then my question wouldn't be wrong.
Okay.
I guess my question, I'm looking, you know, it says throughout no major findings. This may sound silly, but there's a minor findings, or and you address those?
Well,
or
when I say major findings, it's nothing that needs to be reported to the AG's office or to the police station, something that needs to be handled right now. There are findings in the reports, and I know our reports are kind of lengthy sometimes. And so I call it a cheat sheet. If you go to the next to the last page, it has the findings, like finding 1A and it tells you what page that's found on. And so then you can go straight to that finding and see what our recommendation was and see what the department's answer or response was to the finding that we listed there.
Congressman Walker.
Well, if somebody wants to continue with that, I've got another topic.
Okay, maybe mine's on that. As far as these completed, I don't recall receiving them, so will we receive the separate packets for those programs as
you
we have in the past?
You should already have them. I brought them up.
We should, okay.
I can go back and check the dates, but yes, those, I'm thinking it was July, but I can go back and check the dates and let you know.
Okay. Could you please, for now, CC me when they're sent? as well? Okay, so there's, we have a couple of people. All right, Congressman Walker.
I just feel like a weekly verbal report from OSPR is a bit overkill while we're in session. I could be, maybe every other week or twice while we're in session would be more appropriate. Maybe a written report every other week, the weeks that we don't get a verbal report, but that's just my opinion. I don't recall exactly how we ended up getting a weekly verbal report. I don't know if that was a motion.
There was a motion made by Congresswoman Edwards at the time, and I don't know who seconded it, and then we voted by majority to do so. Congressman Shaw.
Well, I supported the weekly report. I remember when the motion was made, and you know, we get written reports periodically. I don't know if that's prescribed by law or by motion, but I thought it fulfilled the need at the time, and still do, because we appropriate a fair amount of money to support the OFPR, but I don't think we're paying much attention to the reports. And this is one way, even if it's a forced attention, so to speak, by motion, for us to do that. And should there come an issue that's a major finding, we have the ability to go into committee of the whole and discuss options or solutions. It's one thing to hear no major findings, but if there should be something major, we're set to be able to address it at that time if we so desire. So I'm okay with that. Weekly meetings.
Congressman Walker.
I would just point out that Ms. Buchanan's probably already sat down here out in the audience 4 hours of her work month this month, and if the Congress wants to continue to get weekly verbal reports, then it might be more appropriate to put them on the first of the agenda rather than, I know last time she sat out there for 2 hours or better. I just don't think that's a valuable use of her time.
Congressman Hamilton.
I've noticed our congressional workload picks up through the week, and we're not as busy as say on Monday or Tuesday. Thursday seems like we have a full agenda plus the OFPR report. I'm just going to suggest maybe we can move the OFPR report to Monday or Tuesday agenda.
Well, this is something I consider as well, because this is Thursday, by motion it needed to be done. I was going to make the call to not add them, but I did check and was notified that the IFS meeting today was canceled. So this is why I went ahead and allowed the time. Otherwise, that did enter my mind, and keeping an eye on it, what we have to do. So we did have the time today, and we did skip, I believe, last week. Okay, any other questions? Or not a motion. Okay, all right, thank you for your time, Ms. Buchanan. Appreciate it. Okay, we are now in motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
The Appropriations Committee meeting that was scheduled immediately following the session has been canceled.
Congressman Walker.
Governmental Operations Committee meets today from 1 to 3:15. We'll be going over the AG budget, judicial budget, the legislative budget, and the election rules and code is on the agenda. We've got our fourth or fifth time to discuss those, so we've incorporated amendments that have been discussed and agreed upon by the committee, and they've been revised. So if you want to weigh in on that, this afternoon will probably be your last opportunity.
All right, thank you. Anything else? Congressman Shaw.
Health and Social Services will meet at, I think it's 3:30, and 3 o'clock. 3:30. It says appropriations on the session agenda, but it's Health and Social Services.
Yes, thank you for that. Okay, there's nothing else?
Question to adjourn tomorrow.
Okay. Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any
yes.
Opposed say no. We are adjourned until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Go and do some grocery.
I thought I'd get one.
Yeah, what time tomorrow, 10?
Well, yeah.
Try to get there.